Psalm 13. To the Choir Master, a Psalm of David. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest my enemy say, I have prevailed over him, lest my foes rejoice because I am shaken. But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. David is on the verge of despair. His emotional resources are spent. He sees no way forward. Darkness closes in. He feels as if God has forgotten him. This is not an isolated experience shared by merely some of us. It is an experience that all of God's children walk through, in ways and times and seasons unique to our own journey and walk with the Lord. Where does this psalm lead us? As is the pattern of the Christian life, David begins in darkness but fights toward light. He begins in feelings of death but moves toward life. He begins, in a sense, in crucifixion but moves to resurrection. For David knows he can trust in God's steadfast love, his covenantal insistence on delivering his people. But if David can bank everything on God, even when on the brink of despair, how much more can we today? For David saw God's steadfast love only in fairly abstract terms, in past acts of deliverance, through events such as the Exodus. We see God's steadfast love in concrete terms, in the great climactic act of deliverance in the person of his own Son. Jesus Christ was steadfast love, embodied not merely in an event, but in a person.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers, but some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible, but we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.